Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. And don't forget, you can hear Dee every week on the Al Cole People of Distinction Network, compliments of Live 365 Radio. You can also find Dee on PWR Talk and Women's Radio. To join Dee now, call 646-915-9919. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, very loved, and pretty darn sexy people. Oh, Thursday morning. Oh, my gosh, we are on a roll. If you all were not there on the call last night, the webinar, the holding the focus on self-love, do yourself a favor. Feel into it. Feel into the energy. It was an amazing, expanding, exciting, information-packed two-hour webinar, all the information that came in around self-love. So it will be posted within the next 2 to 3 days. You can order it now and receive it. Do yourself a favor. You know I'm going to be in upstate New York. Come see me. I want to see the faces that I talk to all the time. Lilydale in August 9th, 10th, and 11th. And then, of course, Creation Station 2. We're rocking and rolling on that. People are coming in pretty much daily now. But there are some spots left if you're called to do it. It's the advanced training of my work, and we do not stream it because there's so much interactive work with other people. So you have to be here in order to participate in it, and you have to have done Creation Station 1, and that training is available at iamdwallace.com, which is where you can find the webinar holding the focus on self-love. Okay, so let me recap. Let me recap last night as succinctly as I can. Love is your power. In order to stay in love, you have to keep your heart open, and you have to choose from your heart. You have to choose to love yourself, which automatically then asks you to love all energy, because obviously, if you love yourself, you're going to want to forgive others and yourself. You're going to want to acknowledge your magnificence. You're going to want to choose joy. And when we do those things, that gives us the power to keep choosing, the power to know that we are our own creators. Very quickly, I had a huge shift last Saturday when I taught the Westlake seminar out here. Just got blindsided by something, lost my power an hour before the seminar was to start. One of my friends reminded me I have all the tools to take care of it. And so I pulled myself out of reaction, went in, did the work, and when I got to it, it was, I accept that I am the creation of all creation. So I got the information. I said the words, I am divine love. I didn't feel my power come back. I called a friend of mine. She said, well, I don't get that's the highest thing, Dee. And as soon as she said that, I went, oh, no, being it, being the acceptance, being the power that shifts it, doing the work, okay, doing the energetic shift. That's what it's about right now. That's what it's about. So that's what I want you to direct yourself and agree to move into. is that I am the energetic shift of self-love. And self-love, in order to be in self-love, we have to look at the truth of who we are, whether it's the positive truth or the negative truth. We have to acknowledge the God that we are. We have to acknowledge that we do have the power. And then we have to acknowledge all the ways we're playing games with ourselves that are not allowing us to move into that power. So this is what I want you to claim. I play big. I am the power that creates me, and I play big. No more of this game that we've been playing with ourselves. Some games are fun to play with ourselves, but this one's a very frustrating game that we play with ourselves, where we hold ourselves small. Oh, it's not okay for me to be the big, fabulous, incredible God that I am. People will judge me. They're not going to like me. God's going to shun me. Blah, 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 the ends. It has been a miasm. We have melted it. But now we got to step out into our power and play big. Think big. Feel big. You're the God of you, my beautiful people. And gods do not play small. They humbly play big and powerful. So we're claiming the symbol. Now feel it. Drop down into your heart and feel the shift. I am the self-love of me. I play big. Because I am the power. And so it is. Okay. I think we're going right to the callers. Yes. Well, they just said you all are going to bring in even more expansion around all of this, holding the focus on self-love. How it can expand out after last night, I don't know, but here we go. I'm in for the ride. Tina in Vancouver, you're on, baby.
Hi, sweetie pie.
Hi, sweetie pie.
I'm calling about Samantha, who I consider to be like a daughter to me. And last month she graduated high school, but in the middle of that she got mono. And then right now she's got a serious sinus infection. So I'm just wondering what the energetic cause of all of this is.
Well, now this is a clarification that I haven't had right now. So we know from the channel that love heals everything, and love creates everything. So I want to go to where she's falling out of love with herself. And interestingly enough, it does have to do with her graduation and her moving on.
Yeah, I was thinking that.
Yeah, and you're right. She's kind of in fear that she doesn't have enough power to make it out there in the world.
Yeah.
And this is so apropos because I just had us all claim I am the power. You can be the power that says, I don't have enough power to make it.
Mm.
You can be the power that says, I absolutely have all the energy and the power to make it because I'm the creation of it that way. But just because you have creative power doesn't mean you focus it in a positive, expansive, powerful way. You can use your power to limit yourself and make yourself small. It's the creative power that we're talking about. Are you with me?
I'm with you.
Okay. So what does her mother have to do with limiting her power?
Her mother's very controlling.
Yeah.
In general, over everybody.
Yeah. Well,
so is her father in a way, yeah.
Yeah, but her mom's the key in here. Okay. So who am I going to be out there if nobody controls me? You see, she doesn't know that she creates herself.
Mm.
So be careful, you know, be small. Be careful means be small, by the way. And
yeah.
She's gotten a lot of those messages. Watch out. You don't know, you know. Can you do it? Blah, blah, blah. And So she's scared to death that without that control, she's going to go under out there. And that's, you know, really, didn't all of us have to walk through that in our young adult lives?
Yeah.
Where we had to break off from the parental nest, you know?
Yeah.
But most of us are given the tools to go, okay, I'm scared, but hell, I don't want to be under, you know, I don't want to be under my mom's control all the time. But she's kind of going, I don't know what to do with me if I'm not. And so what better way than to hold yourself under the power and out of your own power than to get sick?
Yeah.
That's, I mean, when we're sick, we can't be in our power.
Yeah.
So, well, now that's, this is so, I just gotta love this work. All right, I'm going to read, there's an I am statement for other people that you can state. So on behalf of this young woman, whom you consider a daughter, we are claiming, Mighty Master Self, the I am presence within these individuals, come forth in thy conscious power with thy mighty insight and foresight, with thy wisdom and directing intelligence, and see that all things are adjusted for them, and that they are given the peace and rest they so much deserve. I am the commanding presence, directing and commanding this to be done, and it is done now. Lift the consciousness into the full dazzling light where they may see and know the repose, rest, and beauty that is theirs by their creation and service. Now, hold on. I'm going to, that's funny. They told me just keep my notes from last night in front of me. Oh, my goodness. Where is it? Because they gave us information about inflammation, which is the basis of all disease. And, gosh darn it, it's here somewhere, that if you do not live in joy and love, that creates inflammation, which lowers the, I know it's here, but I can't find it. Interesting. Which lowers the immune system, which is what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I mean, mono is when your immune system caves on you, right?
Yeah.
Well, I wish I could find exactly where it was, but I can't. So,
yeah.
Do we have all the information? Yes, we have all the information that we need anyway. So just know that that's what's at the core of it. And the more you can encourage her to know her own power and that she can do it and that she can be free in controlling herself.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And that's for all of us. Absolutely all of us. Sometimes we're afraid of the freedom, everybody. And if we are the power that creates our own lives, why would we be afraid of the freedom to create ourselves big?
Yeah.
But that's what the, you know, the Nelson Mandela and quote, who are you to play small?
Yeah.
Because when you're in your power, you empower everybody else too. And so it is. Thank you, Tina, for bringing that one in. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Love you.
Love you,
too. Okay, Sandy in Houston, what's up?
Last night was awesome. I've been processing all night.
Go ahead, baby.
I've got this huge chunk that came up, and I cried it out last night. But I've been having it come up several times, and I'm doing the red dot now, and that's what's bringing it up. And it's about, after 60 years, I've had all these pets over the years, and every time I've lost one or anything's happened to one, I have this big piece of guilt where I feel horrible when I think about them, because I'm aware that I never gave them as much unconditional love as they gave me.
Well, okay, and their lesson to you was, we don't care. We're just giving you love.
Mm-hmm.
So you still are not honoring them by not just giving yourself love.
Okay.
You see, that's all. They want you. All they ever wanted for you to get was the gift that they were giving you. And they wanted you to give it to yourself.
Okay.
Can you love you as much as I love you, Mommy?
Okay.
So, can you?
Yes.
Well, sure, we know you can. Are you willing to?
Yes.
Are you willing to be the powerful you that loves yourself unconditionally?
Yes.
I'm standing with you also. I'm claiming that for myself. I'm hoping everyone listening is conscious right now and claiming that I love me unconditionally. I give myself that gift. And so it is. There's nothing else, baby. That's their message. So,
okay, can
you know,
I ask a quick question about the red dot?
Sure.
Is it possible to do it with my eyes closed? Because I've practiced meditation for 40 years with them closed. So, or should I keep them open when I'm doing this?
It's possible. And it's not really a meditation. It's an exercise.
So
in this instance, they would like you to keep them open.
Okay.
Because they, again, remember the information that came in last night. They want it to be done with detachment, total detachment, and joy. And you have a tendency when you meditate to go into a serious, quiet place.
Mm-hmm.
Is that true?
Correct.
Okay. Well, that's not what this is about.
Okay.
They want to teach you creation with joy.
Okay.
And love.
Super.
Okay? You got it?
Got it.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
Good question. Thanks for calling in, Sandy.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Alicia, Dudette, what's up?
Oh, my divine D. I love you.
I love you, too.
Oh, my goodness, last night you set me to thinking big time. And there's a couple of things. For a couple of days, I've been, my body's been tingling all over, kind of like when your foot falls asleep and then it wakes up.
Yep.
And then my computer's been crashing. It's driving me crazy. And so after last night, this morning, after the fourth time it crashed, I went, what is going on? Now, talk to me. And I changed my voice very lovingly. And what I heard, and I guess I need confirmation in some sense, is that I've never been in my body. I don't know how the electricity flows, and my computer shutting off is kind of like me going in and out of my body.
Wow. I get a big yes on that. Wow. Good for you. I wasn't even asking until I heard what you had to say. Is there any higher? No, that's the highest understanding. Now, what's interesting to me is I've been getting tons of emails about electrical stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
And people always, I find this very interesting. They always want to blame electrical stuff on the moon or retrograde or something way out of ourselves, which we know there is nothing outside of ourselves, right? Because
yeah.
We're all one energy. So I get an absolute big yes on that. A lot of times when I walk into some place, the lights will flicker. When I'm getting ready to do a seminar or something, the lights will flicker. I mean, all sorts of weird things happen during Creation Station. And so, yes, we just have to know that we easily and effortlessly allow the electrical impulse of self-love to flow through us. It's what happens when we get to the shutoff is we move out of Well, it's resistance, okay? That's the highest word, is resistance. There's some kind of resistance to just allowing the flow to flow.
Hmm.
Okay? And so whenever we have electrical things in our body, and you're right, your whole body is waking up because you're coming back into it. And I want to speak to that for a minute because we've been working on that through some other emails and questions. God, this stuff is coming in so fast. I'm really trying to hear everything. That in order to completely stay in our body and be in this world, but not of this world, we have to love ourselves unconditionally, which is what Sandy just brought in. Love ourselves unconditionally. So it was on one of the shows, I'm sorry I can't remember which one, where someone was asking me about her hair falling out, and it was that she wasn't literally in this dimension enough. And that's part of what the red dot exercise is about, is to be in your body and be present here, but not be involved and connected and affected by all the BS that goes on here. So be in this world, but not of all the illusion of it. Do you understand?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And the best way to do that is to love yourself. They keep reiterating that loving yourself, which is divine love and love for all other energy, is the thing that heals everything and the thing that creates everything. So again, if you have any kind of physical thing going on, well, physical, mental, or emotional challenges in your life, you don't even have to send love to that part, or if that feels good, you can. But basically, it's the second half of the red dot exercise where you're sending love to yourself and your self-love. Is that all the information? That's it. So we're claiming the symbol. Open your hearts, everybody. Good. I am divine love. I am powerfully big and magnificent. And so it is. Thank you, baby.
Thank you. Love you.
Love you, too. Steve.
Well, I was at work last night. I tried to hear as much of the call as I could. But Tuesday night on the shift call, we cracked the egg. It is amazing. It was amazing. Yesterday was a show day, which is usually just a hassle and an agony. And it started where somebody who I thought would bring me great business canceled. No plug-in at all. I made more money last night than I have made in the last 6 weeks.
And why do you think that is, Steve?
Because
where's the shift?
Because we cracked the egg. I no longer interpret love as pity, so I no longer try and get pity from anybody. So I don't lay that number on myself or the world.
And that's creating without attachment, which is what the dot exercise is about. Create without attachment, and then you can create everything. But we feel like we have to be so attached to everything and make it important. And when we do that, we kind of set up resistance subconsciously. Well,
right.
Not kind of, we do.
We do.
So,
Ted?
Yeah, awesome, Steve. People are just emailing me with breakthrough after breakthrough right now. So anybody listening, you're in the right community, guys. If you want to expand and create your life the way you want it to be, you're in the right place. Because
I have some technical questions, actually.
Yeah, go ahead.
When you do the red dot for a goal, do you work your way up from small goals to big ones, or can you do anything at all?
You can do anything at all because there's no attachment. So
great.
There are no small goals. There are no big goals. There is only what you focus your energy on.
And can you do more than one goal at a time, or do you need to focus on one?
I get a yes on that.
Great.
But they want to reiterate, and we talked about this last night, you focus, you learn to focus the light and your, your focus, holding your focus. You learn to do that first, and then you put in your intention. We always thought it was the opposite way around. Let's see, I want to create money. Okay, I'm going to focus on money. But they're going, no, focus first. Hone in your focus like a beacon light, right? Like a pinpoint laser light. Bring your focus that much into the pinpoint and then go, and now that's money.
Right.
Okay.
And I think this came through in my call with Jared. Understand how to change my vibration. You just let yourself empty out, and then you feel the new thing that you want to feel. It's been working for me this week.
Well,
and
sure, we've been talking about that for years, baby. That's the blank page.
Well,
but you can't be a blank page, and you can't empty yourself out until you love yourself.
Wow. Wow. It is so great to wake up in the morning and not have that nagging feeling of sadness and depression just follow you around like a dog who needs a bone.
Isn't it? Yeah, you're free.
Yeah.
You're free. And you're the power that did it, Steve. So,
well, I'm really grateful to you. I mean, I'm really grateful to you. This would not have happened unless we were working together.
Well, and maybe you would have found it somewhere else. Who knows? The important thing is that you're the power that found it for you. I cannot tell you how blessed I am. I'm in gratitude every single frickin' moment of my life that I do this work,
wow.
That I've been given this work, that I've been given you all to work with. You're my family.
Yeah, mine too.
And this community has raised itself up together individually within the collective consciousness. We are an amazing community full of love and power. And
wow.
I am blessed, yes, to stand at the head. And the head is only made up by all the people that support it. You know that.
Wow. Yeah.
So we are one. We are one from the get-go. And that's why I want our oneness to be brilliantly happy and full of self-love, powerful beyond belief, healthy and wealthy, and very wise. And so it is. Thank you.
So it is.
Love you, honey.
I had a vision for you, too, actually.
Okay.
I don't know if you've ever – I've seen a lot of your movies. I love your work. But I don't know if you've ever done a sophisticated comedy where you get to wear elegant clothes and be emotional and smart mouth at the same time. It's coming.
Oh, good. Well, I'm ready. I'm working a lot on opening up acting stuff. With all of the different, places that I want to happen, the money and the part and the people that I work with and the project as a whole, I am standing in self-love that it all comes together in one project.
For me too.
Absolutely. So it is. Yeah. Well, that's just a metaphor for our life, isn't it?
Yeah.
We want our project of life to have all of the aspects that we want. And that's what we're creating. Love you,
Amen.
Man. Amen, baby.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to Audrey in Texas.
Hey, Dee. So excited to be here.
Thank you. How are you,
Yay.
Baby?
I was called by spirit to be on this call. I am stepping in. I have one foot in one world and one foot in another world. I was career telecom for years, but got laid off in March and have never felt more alive creating my own business, selling inspirational shirts, and one of my shirts says, I am powerful.
And, I love it.
Yeah, remind you to just be you. Nothing else is needed. And when you're true to yourself, other people feel and honor the real you as well.
Oh, my God. And, you got it.
Woo!
Now, hold on. I got some information's coming in. Are you doing healing work?
Kind of.
Well,
maybe one-on-one?
You need to open up. You were in telecommunications, yes?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. So there's something that you understand electrically about how energy moves electrically.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a really important piece of information. You're not aware that you have it because you haven't put it together. You've separated. Okay. You've separated, like you said, the two worlds.
Mm-hmm.
They want you to bring those two worlds together because there's something incredibly powerful when you put what you know about how electricity moves with the electrical power of intention and focus.
Wow.
Now, we are being given information. It's just in the beginning stages here about electrically infusing something with self-love. But that's all the information I have so far. So I want you to go into your world of all possibilities and see
mm-hmm.
what comes up about that, okay?
Okay.
And if they want to order I Am Powerful, where would they go on the Internet?
www.lightsparklesfromtheheart.com. It's all one word, no spaces. Light sparkles,
Light sparkles from the heart.
Yay!
Awesome, awesome. Okay, well, hey, I will be visiting your website and checking it out, Audrey. Thank you so much, honey.
Thank you.
See, we're all getting it, aren't we? Somebody who worked for telecommunications is putting up I Am Powerful. You got to love it. Woo-hoo! The world's waking up. Zika, what's up?
Hi, Dee. I want to know, career, why is it so difficult? And what do I need to do to step out of making it so difficult and doing stuff that just never bears fruit?
Well, this has been a challenge of yours since I've known you, Deacon.
Yeah.
Okay. So I want to remove anything and everything I know about you. When I say it's about career, I get a no. When I say it's about money, I get a no. Self-worth is the highest thing that it's about. So when I say Deeka really loves herself, I get a no. So where do you have to love yourself is not how you have to love yourself is the highest place we're going. Claiming the symbol, I am divine love. Sheets. But give me a song, sweetheart.
Okay, this song has been playing in my head since we moved into our new home. It's can't stop me, babe. No wind, no rain can keep me away.
Can keep me from getting to you, babe.
Me from getting to you.
Yeah. Okay. So somehow you are falling out in the way you're trying to get to you, in the way that you're creating you, in the way that you're loving you, because you can't get to the God of you to love. But we know that you can, so we want to know what's Indika's way that she's creating that is keeping her from getting to the true self-love of herself, okay? Claiming the symbol, I am divine love. This is for everybody. Stay conscious. Jeez. Give me a movie, Deka.
Gone with the Wind.
Okay. Hold on, I'm waiting for the highest thing here. Well, they're putting two different things together from Gone with the Wind for me. You keep putting it off till another day because you think self-creation for yourself is selfish. Remember how self-centered and selfish she was in the movie?
Scarlett, yes.
Yeah, you know, which prompted...
even though she didn't want to be and certainly didn't need to be.
Exactly. You're perceiving giving yourself the desires of your heart as being Scarlet, being self-centered, selfish, taking away from others. And as long as that is, and this is so important, everybody, if that's our definition of self-love, is that it's selfish and self-centered, then we will never move into the self-love. And if we never move into the self-love, which is the creation of everything for us, we're being held in a paradox, aren't we?
Yeah.
Okay. So, do you know where you got that message?
You know,
that's an old religious message, first of all, everybody. Very old religious message.
Something about I heard a phrase the other day, it kind of stuck in my mind, was like the redheaded stepchild, which, you know, I am a redheaded stepchild. And, I keep seeing a picture of when I had to get all dressed up in a suit that I really didn't like and leave the country and go to live with my mother and her husband in California.
Okay, well, that's interesting because that's about not being worthy to be loved. Is that the highest thing? So I have to go someplace else to be loved, you know, and you didn't feel loved here, and you certainly didn't feel love for who you were. So if you put all that together, I can't love me for who I am because I'm a selfish little bitch.
Yeah.
And that's not the truth of you at all, Deka.
No, I know that.
Well, part of you doesn't know that. Your little girl doesn't know that because your little girl is the one that keeps saying, oh, my God, don't be powerful. You know, don't be, it's not okay. You'll be sent away again. But you've got to parent your little girl now, Deka. You've got to take her under your wing and go, we're not playing small anymore. We like many. We like being loved. We like being appreciated. We like knowing that we're exactly where we're supposed to be, little girl. So come on, I'm going to take care of you now and walk you through this. We're going to love ourselves, and we're going to create now everything we want, knowing that doesn't have anything to do with being selfish. When we create out of love, we know we will share our creation with the world. And so it is.
It is.
I'm not getting that there's anything else. It's just this, the more work you can do on loving yourself and knowing that it empowers you and you're doing it through divine love so that you can share that love with the rest of the world, then everybody wins. And nobody can be selfish then. Do you understand?
I got it totally, and I'm going to order the webinar from last night and just watch it.
webinar from last night will knock your socks off. And if you have any questions or confusion about self-love after last night, and I mean this because you won't, but if you do, email me. And that goes for everybody, because after you listen to the webinar from last night, you should get it. Claim that you get it before you listen to it.
Claim that I get it before I... Okay.
Yeah. All right, baby. Lovely to hear from you, Deeka.
Lovely to hear from you. You're so gifted, so brilliant, and so generous. Thank you
so much.
Thank
you, darling. And, you know, Deeka was one of my students who helped create this work in the studio. So kudos to her and all of the people that helped. Going to Michelle in Los Angeles.
Hi, Dee. How are you?
I'm good, baby. How are you?
Pretty good, pretty good. I'm actually trying to create a new place to live.
Okay, well, let's
1st.
Just create it. I don't want to try to create it. Let's just create it.
Yes, okay. I would love to do that. And what I'm struggling with is the place that I'm creating when I go to the imagination and the feeling is amazing, and I know the feeling and I have it, but then what I think I can have right now, I don't believe I can have that right now.
Yeah.
So it's like I'm actively looking for something else for right now.
Okay,
they're
saying is, look for the feeling.
Mm.
Don't look for the place, because you can have the feeling right now. And it's not so much that I can't have it right now. It's the highest words are I can have it in the future. Now, it would seem to be the same thing, but they're saying there actually is a difference.
Okay.
So you can have the physical thing that you're seeing in the future and have the feeling of the physical thing anywhere you live right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
The actual physical thing doesn't have to affect the feeling of where you live in right now.
Mm-hmm.
You can choose that joy and love in one room, or you can choose it in the castle.
Mm-hmm.
I have to tell you, one of my fondest places I've ever lived was a little studio apartment on 51st Street, right across from the hospital, where the sirens would wake me up all frickin' night. But that, when I think of that place that I lived, it represents a time in my life of great expansion and great self-trust and just remarkable freedom that I moved into. So it's not dependent on the place, baby. It's dependent on you.
Right.
And they're also saying, could you please not limit us? Because when you say, I don't believe I can have it now, You are limiting the world of all possibilities.
Mm-hmm.
You are going into your head and saying, I can only create what I think from facts that I can create. But you know,
right,
that's not true. People create winning the lotto. People create winning cars. People create instantaneous, miraculous healing. I mean,
yeah.
Don't limit the universe. Hold on, there's something else coming in.
Okay.
But give me a song, please.
The song. Well, what just came to me was a movie, The Great Gatsby.
Okay. Well, perfect. Okay, so the whole movie about The Great Gatsby, if you saw the Leonardo DiCaprio one?
I didn't. No, I didn't see it.
Okay, well, he came from nothing. Nobody even knew who he was. He was, like, working on a ship and met a rich guy and assumed his identity and he did, you know, but but he was driven. The one thing he didn't have in his life, because this show is on self-love, he didn't love himself. He didn't have love in his life. He sent the love of his life away because he felt he wasn't enough because he didn't have the big house.
Mm-hmm.
And so he never got the love of his life, but he got the big house.
Wow.
So it's obvious and clear why you went to that movie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, love yourself for who you are right now and what you're creating right now. And energetically, you will live in the big house while you're creating the big house. But don't give up the love to create the big house. You don't need the big house to love yourself, sweetheart.
Right. Yep.
Okay?
That's big.
So
thank you.
What kind of place are you looking for right now?
I would love a place that just feels so like I'm at home and I'm at peace, and just when I walk in, it's like, ah, I can relax. I love light, sunlight, and just somewhere that I have a one-year-old, so somewhere that I could play with my son and have some grass outside. Just the feeling of home, but it doesn't have to be the big mansion right now, but just the feeling of just a nice, loving home.
Okay, that's what you hold your focus on.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, you get yourself focused. And then you hold your focus on that feeling. And
mm-hmm.
go, universe, however you create it, I don't care. I am open to every possibility. And who knows, maybe somebody listening to this show has a place for you.
That's true. That would be great.
But you have to know that the universe has a place for you before somebody can listen to this show and go, well, Michelle, I have a place. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay.
No, that's definitely helpful. And I've been feeling body things. I don't know if it's connected. Like yesterday, I felt like a lot of fluttering in my heart, and then my legs were tingling, like a tingling kind of,
yes,
where I
that's
almost felt
you.
Like I could. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, guys, we're all having a lot of that stuff, and it's
okay.
Just your body waking up.
Okay.
It's just you really bringing in the love and the acknowledgement and for the magnificence of who you are. And it's like, oh my God, this is really exciting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I haven't let myself experience this for a long time. So,
okay.
Yeah, electrically we're changing, DNA we're changing in every way.
Mm-hmm.
Self-love,
wow.
Which is divine love, is changing the world.
Mm-hmm.
So it's got to change us physically, mentally, and emotionally, right?
Right.
Absolutely.
Oh,
anything else?
So
well, we're claiming the symbol, I am divine love, around all that. Thank you so much for calling in.
Okay, thank you.
And just in time, I'm going to Joe in Birmingham, Alabama.
Hey, Dee.
Hey, honey.
I wanted to bring something in today that may have to do with the electrical stuff.
Oh, good.
When we were in the first shift program, sometime,
yeah.
I think towards the end of that, I was directed to start drinking water infused with lodestone, which has a naturally electromagnetic properties.
Bloodstone?
Lode, L-O-D-E. It's
L-O-D-E.
From magnetite.
Stone.
L-O-D-E-S-T-O-N-E.
Okay. So that's a natural stone?
Yeah, it's magnetite is the stone, but when magnetite actually has the electromagnetic properties, it's called lodestone. This I found out from looking it up. I didn't know at the time.
Yeah, this is a piece of information I need.
So what my understanding of what I was to do is this. I put the lodestone in a jar of filtered water, and I put it in the sun for at least 2 hours a day. And then what I do is I take a tablespoon of that water and put it in a glass of filtered water, and I drink a couple of those. I was told to drink a couple of those a day, but I haven't been consistent with that. So what do you think of that? I don't know. I don't know what to think.
Well,
I don't know why I'm supposed to do it, but I just...
I'm getting that is information, hold on, that's leading to higher information. When I say we need to do that to maintain our physical balance, I get a no. That's the highest word. It does support in some way. It does support not holding our body in balance, but holding our electrical impulses in balance. And now they're taking me to the statement 3 on the first sheet. I am the frequency of balance of masculine, feminine, child, and belief systems in the radiation of my light. Listen, within the electrical balance of the electromagnetic hole within the whole, also known as the brain. So it does help the electrical balance of the electromagnetic hole within our brain. That's the highest, most correct, most complete. Okay, I'm going to test this out and work on this. Can you email me this, Joe?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Does it have anything to do with crystalline properties and somehow?
Yes, but not in the way that you think.
Okay.
So talk to me quickly. What way were you going? Why did you ask that question?
I don't know. It's interesting. I know that we're changing, our structure is changing into a more crystalline structure, and I thought it maybe it either has something to do with DNA. Also, my homeopathic constitutional remedy is silica, which I thought was interesting. I don't know if that has anything to do with it.
A silica does have something to do with it. It's silica, right?
Yeah, silica is my remedy, and that's I think of that as having crystalline, properties.
Yeah.
I'm not.
They don't. Hold on, I'm making some notes here. They don't really want us to go to crystalline.
Okay.
It includes crystalline, but there's something much, much bigger here. Email me so that we can go into a little more detail, and then whatever we get to, which may be 2 or 3 months, I'm hearing, I'll absolutely bring back onto the show. You know that.
Okay, and I'll be at Creation Station 2.
Okay.
Maybe it'll come up there.
Forgot that. Yippee. Oh, you're in for a great weekend, dude. Great weekend.
Can't wait.
Okay, well, this is exciting to me because Dr. Bredici, who did those two seminars with me, webinars for everybody, we're really on to some information about electrically or homeopathically being able to create self-love.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So we've just been claiming that the information be delivered to us, and a lot of information has come in. And when I say this is part of it, I get a no. When I say this is it, I get a yes. So I don't know what that means, but you and I will continue this, okay?
Yeah. Okay,
along with Dr. Bredici. Thank you so much, Joe, for calling in.
Yeah, absolutely. Talk to you later.
All right. So I want to read something quickly before we go. It's the importance of our work and the importance of your I am presence, okay? Life and all of its activities everywhere manifest is God in action, and it is only through lack of understanding of applied thought and feeling that mankind is constantly interrupting the pure flow of that perfect essence of life, which would, without interference, naturally express its perfection everywhere. I am is the activity of that life. When you say and feel I am, you open wide the door to God's natural flow. And remember, I'm God, God's me. Stand guard strictly over your thought and expression. Every time you say, I am not, I cannot, I have not, you are undermining the God within you. Hold before the mind this truth, that when the I am power and presence is set in motion, it can no more fail in its accomplishment than the universe stop its activity. Know this. When I say I am setting in motion the limitless power of God in whatever I couple the I am expression with. So I am the God that plays it big. I am the God who is my own power, or I am the God that stays small, and I am the God that is powerless. Anything you claim will be delivered to you through the focus of your direction, through your I am presence. So we are claiming, I am the power of the God I am. I am the God of me that plays big. I am the God of me that loves myself unconditionally and therefore loves the world. Love yourselves, my friends. Love yourselves and love yourselves more. It's the key to everything. I'll see you Monday.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And don't forget, you can hear Dee every week on the Al Cole People of Distinction Network, compliments of Live 365 Radio, and on PWR Talk and Women's Radio. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.